Thursday is the day we read from your email. We received many comments about our interviews with American soldiers recently returned home from Iraq. Michelle Norris's conversation with Private First Class Connie Neal of the Army's 101st Airborne Division drew this response from Laurel Brewster in Dallas, Texas. She writes, "I have been an outspoken opponent of the war in Iraq from the beginning. But I have to say, listening to Connie Neal talk about her belief that the people of Iraq deserve to see a better world, one with so much to offer, moved me so." Brewster adds, "Private Neal is the face of America that I wish every Iraqi to experience."
And from Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, Brenda Bartlett writes that my conversation with Major Blaine Reeves of the 101st Airborne drove her straight to the computer to send us an email. Major Reeves, she says, is a shining example of how skillful our military is at desensitizing people to the death of the enemy. His military training successfully convinced him that the death of an American, whose life is valuable, is more serious and much worse than the loss of an Iraqi person, whose life is less valuable.
Jeffrey Silverstein in Parsippany, New Jersey, noted that in my interview Monday with sociologist Ruth Milkman, we said there are no Walmart stores with full-scale groceries in Southern California. Well, that was correct in the short term. As Mr. Silverstein notes, one day later, this Tuesday, Walmart opened a new supercenter, the state's first, in La Quinta, about 2 hours from Los Angeles. Walmart plans to build 40 more California supercenters with full grocery operations in the next 2 to 4 years.
There's praise from listener Richard Wang for our recent Lost and Found Sound segment. It featured filmmaker father and daughter Francis Ford Coppola and Sofia Coppola in 1977. But Wang points out that Sofia, then age 5 and a half, makes a mistake in the following clip.
I'll count in Cantonese. Chitnung sa si go lak tit pui kao sup sup bai sup sa dup si dup go dup lak. And that's all.
In fact, as Mr. Wang points out, Sophia's not counting in Cantonese, it's Taiwanese.
Christy Malone of Brentwood, Tennessee, enjoyed Michelle Norris's interview with actor Omar Sharif. "I heard enough," she says, "to learn a couple of things about the man who stole my heart some 30 years ago when he played Nicky Arnstein in Funny Girl. He's a gentleman, and he has class."
And my interview with Luke Mayernick, the 21-year-old composer of A Requiem for Fred Rogers, brought this response from a listener and his pet bird. Charles Gilbert of Rosedale, West Virginia, writes, "I just thought you might like to know that my parakeet was thrilled with the composition. When the music came on, she sang merrily along at the top of her tiny lungs."
Send your praise, thoughts, or criticism to atc@npr.org. And when you do, please tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.